All right. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, back to the Preacher Parker Show. Today is going to be real, real. We're going to talk the realest stuff. You know, we don't hold nothing back. There will be some foul language. We do appreciate you for listening to the Preacher Parker Show. Please continue to follow. In the meantime, I have a special guest. My boy, Def, is in the house.
Yo.
All right. He's going to be out here talking about some crazy stuff with me. Some things are going to be random, but we're going to talk about some real live stuff that's really happening right now globally around the world, as well as in our neighborhood. So I hope everybody woke up today positive and in a good mood and ready to listen to some real stuff we're about to talk about. So, Nat, man, how you doing, my brother?
I'm all right, brother. How about yourself?
Doing well, man. Can't complain. But right now, starting off out of nowhere, man, I seen something on Twitter the other day. I don't know if I told you, but I don't know. It's been a big thing on Twitter with this little girl that was raped by some man. You know what I mean? Out there in that country. And, you know, because of his actions, it's a graphic video. You can see it on Twitter. They might block it down, but this man was getting his privacy eaten off by a dog, man. And these guys was watching it, man. How you feel about that, man?
I ain't seen that video. I gotta see it, but that's crazy, man. That's crazy. That's you said he was what?
He raped a little girl, so they held this man down, and man, let a pit bull.
Oh, I did see that. I did see that. That is crazy. That was crazy right there.
Bro, that would hurt my soul. I ain't gonna lie, dog. It's like, I felt bad for him, but didn't feel bad for him.
Yeah, at the same time, because, shit, that's in another country. You know they don't play down there.
Hell no, bro. Shit.
Oh, and then that's like making a statement. That's like making an example out of somebody. This, you do this, you gonna get your nuts eaten off by a dog. That gonna make a nigga real, not want to touch no little girls and shit.
You ain't lying about that. That's exactly what I mean. You know what I mean? It's like, wow. It's like, I thought about it for a second. Like, if I had a daughter, which I don't, but I know you do, you know what I mean? And somebody touched my child, I would go crazy.
Well, I wouldn't feel bad at all about my daughter. Man, shit. I'm gonna get my own pit bull and set that up now that I've seen that video.
Yo, that's
not about my daughter, any of my girls.
Oh, man, I know there's mixed reactions about this, guys. I know it's mixed reactions because there's some guys out there that are probably like, no,
yeah.
I'll forgive them. Nah, I can't forgive a rapist, nigga. I can't forgive a pedophile, nigga.
Not right now, anyway. No, you might forgive him like 10 years later or something. Maybe. After he did some
maybe.
Time,
20 know,
years later. 20
years later, I don't know, man. It's like, yo, damn, man. But it's like, could I torture a person like that? No, that's how I think about it. Like, can I take it to that level? And I think you showed me that other video with some crazy stuff that happened to some guy with this bottle of his ass or whatever they had going on.
Yeah. Oh, man. They make an example out of niggas,
bro. Oh, my Lord, bro. Wow. I don't know, man. But like I said, man, it's just some... That was just off the top right there. Yeah, I'm just telling you that. You don't wake up to seeing that, John. That changed my morning. I'll tell you that right now. I was like, wow. I thought differently after that.
Yeah.
On the real.
See, that's why that's one thing I do like about Polk County's the system and all the government and all that, because they try to stop all that pedophile shit. Like,
which is much needed. Right,
they
now.
Serious on that. Remember I told you the counselor dude I was going to end up being in the little child pornography shit. And it's crazy, man.
Nah, that's crazy that he was your counselor.
Yeah.
What's
that? Was my counselor. Like,
come on, man.
Like a what you call that? It was behavioral choices, but like a class for probation or something I had to take. But yeah, dog, he was a counselor of that. He was like an intern, trying to become one of those counselors. And next thing you know, one class I went to, he was there. The next class I went to, he not there. And they talking about him being on the news and stuff. And think about him, like how you go from trying to correct us and telling us what we doing wrong, but you over here got a whole secret life.
Yo, that's what happened right there.
With kids and stuff, like you got a whole fetish for kids. That shit is crazy.
No, that, man, you see.
We in here for a little possession of weed and whatever, alcohol, but you
some
over
light
here,
stuff compared to that stuff, like, right? Like, man, wow. Damn, you know what, you saying that made me think about this. All jokes aside, people, you never know who you're sitting next to.
Right.
You never know who you're talking to. You never know
everybody
nothing about
got
the person,
secrets.
Bro. Everybody got secrets, bro. Mm-hmm. And then some people's secrets are way dark, man. They like, yo, like you out here kidnapping kids or watching children? Like, nigga, what the? Mm-hmm. Bro, it's like, I don't know. How do you, I know it's a random thought, but sometimes I ask myself, how do you come up with that thought? How did you wake up one day and look at a little kid and say, I want to touch a child, bro?
I'm glad you asked that. And me, my personal opinion, I think, especially in this county, like Polk County, Florida.
Right.
This used to be the meth capital, you feel me? Like, meth capital. That's why everywhere you go, you're going to see somebody that look like a drug addict.
Or damn.
Where everywhere, every restaurant you go to, somebody look like they do drugs or whatever. But This was a meth capital. And I think that drug, specifically, like, they call meth a sex drug. So people get on that drug, they get horny or whatever. Wow. And they, like, I don't know what they be thinking, but like, yeah, like, I think that drug though got a lot to do with it, because it's a lot of pedophile stuff going on in this county. And bro, you see it a lot. They got sting operations for underage sex trafficking and photos and all that stuff. Like, these people really do that shit.
Damn, bro.
And then to make it so bad, all right, one time I went to jail, I heard stories and stuff. They say the sheriff of this county, Grady Judd,
right,
they said he got caught messing with an underage minor, but it wasn't, I found out later on that it wasn't him, it was his son, supposedly, allegedly. It was his son, but I don't know if they got the same name or whatever, but...
Bro, he probably dropped the charges on that nigga, you know what I mean? Probably. You know it's family. You ain't gonna let your own child go down.
More than likely, you know.
I'm being real. You ain't gonna let your child go down. You're like, yo, I'm gonna kick your ass, but I ain't gonna let your ass go to jail.
But everybody knew about that shit, and most people were saying it was Grady Judd himself, but I doubt that. He's so hard on the pedophiles.
That man don't play on that
joke. I know it was probably his son, but that's what's going on, man. Like, you never know who next to you.
Never know, man. That's crazy, because I had another homeboy that he showed me another picture of some guys that was getting caught with sex trafficking. And a picture of the dude was a guy that he was serving, you know what I mean? So he was serving this guy weed, and this whole time he's cool with this guy. This guy, he was, you know, his sister, my homeboy's sister, also said that, yo, he came to our house one time, you know, visit our family. Meanwhile, you know, well, this motherfucker trafficking children and stuff. You thought this nigga was cool, just a regular ass white boy. You don't realize this motherfucker out there sending kids over to another country and stuff on the down low, somewhere in America, some underground place. You know what I mean? I read something on Twitter, on Instagram the other day, and they said, you know, a kidney can go for up to $160,000.
On the dark web.
You know, $160,000. And I know there's some people, there's some sick ass person right now probably listening, like, yo, that's good money. Nah, man, think about that logically, bro. You taking somebody's child or somebody, you send them off somewhere else so they can get tortured and cut open and using their body parts, and you don't give a damn as long as you got a paycheck, bro. How the hell?
And that's crazy, because that stuff is really, really going on in this world today, bro. Like, the dark web, all them red rooms and stuff on the dark web, they really show you that. And them people that they killing in the red rooms, like, they probably taking their organs and stuff and putting them on ice. And that's why you see all them TV shows where people got body parts in the freezer, bro. That shit really going on out here.
Damn, that's freaking wild, bro. Because you think about that, that's freaking...
Yeah.
Man, that's dark, bro. It's like, man, I don't know how you can wake up the next morning. That's just my conscience, you know what I mean? And I always said, if your conscience don't feel guilty, you know, you ain't spiritually right, bro. Because there ain't no way I'm going to cut a motherfucking body part up, put it in my damn freezer, wake up the next day, like, this is a normal activity. This ain't normal, bro. I lost my motherfucking mind last night. That's how I feel about
Speaking of that, bro, you probably seen it. It's a video. It's like an audio video or whatever showing this journalist dude calling this satanic pastor, preacher, or whatever.
Right.
And the preacher telling him that all the missing kids and stuff that go missing in the world or whatever, they go to a, like, their bodies will go to a slaughterhouse and they'll make meat or whatever. He tried to say that. It's kind of believable. You could go, it could go both ways. But he's saying that their bodies go to the slaughterhouse, and then, like, the Americans are so lazy that, like, the owners of McDonald's, they'll rather buy meat off of somebody else than do the work themselves and chop it up. So they buying this meat already from the Jews. This dude Jewish. The preacher dude that's saying Jewish. Right. You can look it up on YouTube.
Yeah.
It's about McDonald's and all. They trying to say that the meat that we get from McDonald's is really human meat. That's why Wendy's got a little girl logo and all that. You never know with that shit.
That's heavy right there when you said that little girl part, though.
Yeah, bro.
I didn't think about that.
Because you know the mascot of the restaurant is always what you eat. Bro. They got a little girl on Wendy's. So, like, That's crazy. If you think about it, it's crazy. And then the dude, the journalist dude, asking the pastor, like, how are you so open with this? And the preacher dude talking about, I keep telling y'all, I'm telling y'all, and nobody believes me. They take me as a joke, but this was really going on. Da, 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 da.
The crazy part, they're going to shut his ass up, bro.
Yeah.
They're going to shut his ass up like anybody else that talks, man. Look
but at the same time, he's Jewish. You know, Jewish people basically so-called run the world, and they got control over everything.
They got control over a lot of things.
He might not. He might be a powerful dude, but yeah, at the same time, they might shut him up.
Just want to have exposure, you know what I mean? But just thinking about that, man, you got me off of Tyler right here, you know? But I like that. I like that, though, because, you know, that's why the Preacher Parker show is so real, because you can curse, you can pick out how you really feel,
right.
And you can just, you have your opinion on whatever you want to have an opinion on, and it's up to the audience to react to how they react, you know what I mean? I'm not holding nothing back, but I'm going to say, based on what you're saying right now, I'm not saying that McDonald's food is fake. I'm not saying that because I don't want to get sued or nothing.
But I
am saying this. What if it was fake? Because I always thought, how the hell can McDonald's serve over 1 billion hamburgers a year? Do we have that many cows? Can we cut and slice that much meat enough for all these restaurants to have beef? Come on, people, wake up. There's not that many damn cows in the world to feed us that much hamburger every day. There's got to be some artificial, some fake stuff that's got to be in that meat.
We really don't know what the hell we eat. We could be eating rats.
Humans, I'll be so pissed off if it's human, bro. I'll be so pissed off.
Like, maybe not all of it, but I'm saying, like, at some points of time, like, people probably...
It depends on the country, because there are some countries that'll be like, yo, I'm going to do it. Nobody knows. If it's standards based on the country you live in and based on the, you know, the health inspections that you get based on where you're at, so...
Because in Brazil, they fry rats on the regular. Yo, like, that shit is normal to them.
So, you know what I mean? The China, they out there serving dogs and cats. Nigga, they eat that. Bro, so if you can do that, you can do a human. And I'm not saying that's not possible, because I even heard some celebrities talk about eating human. You saw, what's her name? Katy Perry even mentioned that one time. She's like, I ate human before. Nigga, maybe she was playing a joke. Maybe she was playing a joke. But let's say she wasn't, bro. Are you going to seriously be happy about saying I ate a human before? Even if the human died naturally. Even if the human died naturally, like you didn't murder it, and it just freshly died. You like, yo, call me a leg, my nigga. Like, what? Nigga, you hear yourself? No, I have no ground up human, nigga. This is...
That's like some Illuminati sacrifice
type
shit. For
real, though. That's some heavy ass. That's why life is... That's, man, that's... Dog, if you only knew. You know what I mean? That's that's the body you got to think of every time you wake up. If you only knew.
People
I think like that white Bible has a quote like that, you know, you can't, you really couldn't handle the truth. Christ couldn't tell you the truth, the whole truth. You can't handle that kind of job, bro. Imagine if you really knew everything that was going on just in your community, truthfully. You'd be like, wow, bro, just in your community, you didn't go nowhere else. Just in your neighborhood alone, there's so much darkness going on around your neighborhood you don't even know about, bro.
For real, bro.
And I always think about, you know, think about Texas Chainsaw Massacre and stuff like that. All that land, bro. We drive past it all the time. Think about it. We out here in Polk County. How many times we drive past all these houses, all these ranches, all by themselves, bro?
You never know what happened.
All these houses are perfect homes? You don't know if there's some child adoption going on over there. You don't know if motherfuckers are sacrificing people. You don't know if they selling drugs. You don't know what they doing. Ain't no cops traveling from house to house to see what they doing.
Bro, that's like that one... The old juvenile place for the boys. You seen that when they was talking about that? It's an old like juvenile detention center program or whatever for the little boys, and they started finding bodies on the property.
Shoot.
They was digging it up. It was on the news and stuff, but
damn,
I forget what that's called.
Bro,
what called?
You see what? Damn, at a juvenile?
Let me see if I can see what it was called. It's a documentary on it and all that, but it was just recently on the news. Like, they found 20-something graves with bodies in it or whatever. And back in the day, it was a bunch of boys that came up missing from that school. It was probably like in the 70s or 60s, because there's people still alive that survived through that shit. And I went to a juvenile program, bro.
Right.
And when I went the year that they shut down all... boot camps, because they was abusing the boys in the boot camps. But now they find this. They used to kill. They had a little building called the White House, bro. When people would get in trouble, when the kids would get in trouble, they'd take them to the White House. They'll beat them with a strap. Some kids say they got raped in there by the COs.
Wow.
Like, you never know what's going on in this world, bro. Like,
bro, And
that's the system. That's the government.
But I even had a homeboy that went for the same day. Went into a foster, you know what I mean? He's being molested by the female that's running the place, you know what I mean?
Right.
You think about this, like, yo, man, like, How do you get kids into your place and you're supposed to look out for these children that don't have a home or went through something, and instead of trying to help them change for the better, you over here abusing and molesting and hurting these children? Like, what the wrong with you, bro? That's what I'm thinking. Like, why you even got the job for, bro? Like, you want to do this dog job?
I found it, though. It's called the Dozier School for Boys. And then it's a documentary called White House Boys.
White House Boys. All right, people, y'all know, y'all heard what he said right there. Dozier School for Boys, y'all definitely should check that out.
But look it up on YouTube. You can find it on YouTube. They got, I don't know if you can find the documentary, but they got a bunch of videos on it. It's the truth behind the Dozier School for Boys.
Yo.
And I think it was in like Palm Beach County or something like that. But they started finding these bodies on that property. Like, that's crazy.
Bro, what's crazy is a lot of people that get caught involved with these things still walk, bro.
Yeah.
That's the part that pisses me off the most.
And then the dude at the time that was the, what you call it, the warden at the time, bro, he's still alive. He was still alive when they started making this documentary. And he telling you like, oh, I don't know, but some of the people that told their story, some of the kids that told their story mentioned him and said that they got raped by him.
Yo.
And he's still walking and nothing's happening to him.
That's what I'm saying, bro, because this motherfucker is all business, man.
Right.
Because I was watching something, my girl had played something to me earlier today, and the girl said, you know, she was like, you know, tell a little secret about your life, but you don't look at the camera. And the girl said she was molested by her babysitter when she was like six or eight. And her dad told her, shh, be quiet, a woman's body is for a man.
Right.
Bro, how do you tell a little girl that, bro?
That's crazy.
She's over there being a prostitute or selling herself or stripping or going through all this stuff of molestation, and the whole time your own father's telling you it's cool, bro. Your father is supposed to protect that daughter, man. A daughter looks to that man as that protection, because when she grows up in life, she's gonna look for the same man that's gonna provide that. You know what I mean? So if you're a father, you don't represent that, man. What you think is gonna happen to that child?
That's crazy.
That
child is
that hurt, man. And you wonder why so many girls today, especially in black communities, Hispanic communities, how a lot of females are going through what they're going through, man, with the rape and the prostitution because of what's going on for their fathers, their uncles, the system, and how they did this to the colorful girls, man. Let's
speaking of that, you know that one girl, she a porn star named Mia Khalifa. She just came out. Like, now she's ashamed of what she did with the porn industry
right.
But at first I was like, man, shut up. Like, you did the porn and you knew what you was doing. But when I heard the last interview she did, bro, I see where you coming from. Like, they manipulated you and you was young and you didn't think what was going to happen in the future. Now, like, you feel me? Everybody done seen your body and all this. Now you,
and
she Muslim. And so the Muslim community shamed her for that because she had the hijab on, whatever you call that.
The hijab.
While she doing stuff like all this crazy stuff,
bro. You can't do. And you know what? I'm not mad at her. I see what you're coming from today. You know, that's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. I'm agreeing with you, bro. You don't feel for a person until you really get to know the person.
Yeah, bro.
Because it's easy for us to judge a motherfucker from the outside. From the outside, I'm like, man, you ain't nothing but a hoe. You ain't nothing but a stripper. You out there being
from
a,
the outside.
Whatever. But you have no clue about what they really going
right,
through.
Right, bro. And then another thing she was saying, too, like, it's a lot of girls that went through the same stuff with the porn industry, and they not speaking up. And she the first one that spoke up about it. Like, when she spoke up, I'm like, damn, like, the dudes that run the porn industry, you know, they really manipulated.
You know what they? It's crazy, man. You know that they got that new movie that just came out, Hustlers? With Jennifer Lopez, Cardi B, and all that. And it's based on true women's in real life, you know, women that was tired of what men running things.
I didn't see that, though, but I seen
that. Watching for the previews, you know, men running things like they always do, you know, running the industry, taking money from females, and have a domination over these women, and the women's fighting back for what they want.
Right.
These movements are starting to happen throughout time. You look at the last few years, women have really kicked in the door, you know what I mean? We ain't taking them more. We gonna start slitching on men names. We gonna start taking out things. And you know, a lot of women get bad rep for that. You're like, oh man, I can't believe these females. But man, some men, you gotta ask yourself, can you blame some of these females, bro?
You can't.
Cause you look at the history of what a lot of females went through, bro. It's, I ain't gonna lie, if I was a female, I'd be like, damn, this is effed up. I gotta go for this, bro. You know what I mean?
But they wouldn't know they gonna go through that because they so young when they do get manipulated and stuff like that. like you said, with the dude and his daughter, like, she don't know no better.
Bro, how you gonna tell your daughter, bro? I wish I had a daughter, nigga, like that. I whooped his mother.
Oh, yeah, he would have got his nuts chewed off by that dog.
Jab dog, you know what I'm saying? Yo, that's gonna be the thing for now. Chew a nigga's nuts with a dog, nigga. That's gonna be some real ass. Let a dog bite that nigga. You know what I mean?
Touch niggas my daughter, I'll put that pit bull on your nuts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, what the freak, bro? Hell, man. Some people make me mad, bro. You know what I'm noticing now? Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's been going on all our lives, but do you feel like the fighting, or at least the violence in the streets have increased, as far as like, there's so many videos of people just fighting, beating each other's ass, whether it's at a Popeyes, whether it's the street, for just random ass, just so much violence. Even in schools, man, so many young kids are now fighting, bro.
One thing about it, how I see it, bro, the violence is always gonna continue, but I feel like from what I've seen, it's been less guns and more fighting. And that's one thing, like, I could respect that, you feel me? But the violence is growing, you feel me?
Like, but I'd rather be fist fighting than like, people getting shot to death. Because
you got a lot of people that, like, these kids doing the backyard boxing and shit on YouTube, like, bro, like, they really settling street beefs and stuff. It's another boxing, it's a couple backyard boxing little organizations and stuff, but
that doesn't stop like the violence from the outside, because now you can have your beef in that ring.
Right, and keep the guns down, like, and then especially with Nipsey passing, bro, like,
right, definitely.
A lot of people game bang, bro, and like young people when they first go to game banging and all that shit, if you join Blood, you automatically think, okay, I don't like no Crips. If you join Crips, you automatically think I don't like no Bloods. But with Nipsey passing and everything that he stood for and meant, bro, like, that bring a lot of these people together,
which
bro.
Which
like,
needed, man.
I grew up in Kissimmee, so like, it's two hoods. My hood and the hood 5 minutes away, bro. We've been beefing since before my time, bro. Like, years ago, they've been beefing. And now it's like a couple people in the city. We never thought that the beef would end, but it's a couple people in the city, like, trying to bring the two sides together, or all the sides together.
Yeah,
really.
It's almost like, what's the reason why we still fighting?
Bro, like, why we killing other black people? Like, that don't make no sense. We're supposed to be empowering other people.
You see, Nate, that's the thing you say, right? That's the hardest words you say right there, bro. When you say black people killing each other, nigga. Because you ever notice, there's no exposure for niggas killing niggas, bro. Mm-hmm. There's no exposure for that, bro. Niggas kill niggas every day. And I don't see a news report about niggas killing niggas. Right. There's news reports about white people killing niggas. You know what I mean? Or a nigga shooting a white person. But when a black-on-black crime happens, the media don't show. It's almost like, it's okay if niggas kill each other. You feel what I'm saying? Because if you don't give it enough exposure, people won't be paying attention to it. But if you went out every day and saw black people killing each other, they're going to be like, yo, man, you got to stop, nigga.
And see, this shit been going on. And now that a lot of people's eyes are being opened and shit, like, this shit been going on. But now that people's eyes are being opened, now, like, people are starting to realize, like, okay, this shit ain't right. We got to stop killing each other. But it goes back to when the police, like, it's dude from Chicago talking about he used to gang bang back in the day. The police dropped a crate of guns right in the middle of the hood. Automatic war weapons and shit like that, bro. Like, it go back to them times. I believe back in the 80s and the 70s, they did that, bro. They trying to get these black people out of their neighborhoods and shit, but
remember that video they were showing out there in Philly with the trucks, and they was bringing the shoes and motherfucker in the hood out there in Philly. The dude was like, look at them bringing these shoes out here, wearing them as bait truck full of stuff in the hood. What you think niggas gonna do when they see opportunity and you leave it open for niggas? Come on, bro.
And that's like,
it's a trap, man. It's a trap, man, like a motherfucker.
The Chicago thing, they said they dropped the crate, they left a crate of guns in the hood, but it's other neighborhoods. I forget where else it happened at, but somewhere they left a train. They left a train part. You know how they leave a train on the train
tracks? Like a cargo train and stuff, right? Yeah.
Yeah, they left a cargo train part right next to the hood. I think it was in Cali. This one was in Cali. They left a train part right in the middle of Compton or something. And the train was full of guns, war weapons, bazookas, grenade launchers and all that shit, bro. And they left it unlocked, bro. Whether it was locked or unlocked, bro, they left the train there for weeks at a time.
You
leave,
like, you wanted to get that, bro. Come on, man.
Yes, bro.
Come on, man.
Like, they
ain't slick, bro.
And that's what really started the black-on-black crime. And I believe all this happened after the Black Panthers, like.
Yeah, where they shut the Black Panthers down because motherfuckers was tired.
Black Panthers had all the black people together, bro, united and shit.
Bro, I'm telling you right now, bro, we need more, man. There's no, look, nigga. Martin Luther King. Shot and kill. Mm-hmm. Malcolm X, shot and kill. I ain't gonna lie, Garvey, all these other great leaders, shot and killed. Now, they ain't shoot Jesse Jackson because he ain't speak that good. They ain't shoot Al Sharpton because they ain't too many black people like, man, I'm gonna listen to what Al Sharpton gotta say. Let's be real, people, let's be real. He ain't got that leadership voice that make you wanna say, I wanna do what he's doing. Farrakhan got it, but you see Farrakhan always walk around with protection, mm-hmm. no matter where he goes. But at the same time, they ain't really targeting him that way because I don't think they see him making a movement, but they don't see him making a movement where their people are actually in the streets making a change. You feel what I'm saying? It's almost like he tells you how to uplift yourself.
He's just trying to wake you up.
You wake up. Yeah. But you're not out there in the streets like, yo, Stuart for Farrakhan, let's run these streets. Malcolm X go out there and say, let's go outside right now. And let's handle that business. And everybody out
guns
there.
Guns and all.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Tupac Shakur, that man spoke from his heart and they felt that. He said he was going to change his community in the hoods and uplift them. And they was like, nah, that nigga gotta die. Right. Let's be real. So then you get Obama. And Obama got nothing but love for him. He was a black president. But this is my thing, man. This is just my opinion. You have the right to say what you want to say after this.
Yeah.
But, American, especially black people of color, yes, you may not agree that Obama has done a lot for black people, all right, or for brown people. Now, I hear a lot of black people say that, and I hear what you're saying, but at the same time, let's be honest, he is the United States of America president. That means all kosher for the whole entire United States. That means every kosher. He can't target a group. I'm going to go show love for black community.
Right,
you know
right,
how hard
right.
he goes? Like, you can't be a president and you pick a kosher, and I know you're gonna say white people do it for white people. We already know white people are doing it for white people. But the thing is, as a black president, you don't want to look like a black president. I'm only gonna have black people because they're gonna impeach your ass real quick. Let's be honest, bro.
Especially you say some shit like
Come
that.
Come on, man. You gotta be a president for all.
I can't get mad at Obama at all, bro, because he did what he could for us as black people, and on top of that, he did what he could to make the country a better person and a better place. And that's what his job was
straight up
was to do, bro. Like, it was to run the country. Real, it wasn't he ain't get that job to better black people or nothing.
Exactly.
So you can't blame him.
Exactly.
You feel me? We expected that because
he's black.
Yeah, because he's black.
Bro. And that's the thing, man. You see what I'm saying, though? Not just black people, all cultures. Do you feel like that we, how can I say it, depend on a person, bro?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, things are going to change now as a black president. Yeah. Now I might get a job. Nigga, you been trying to apply for a job before then, nigga?
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? I'm going to try to get my education now. I'm going to try to move up now. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. It's good to have a person, to have a role model that gives you that uplifting
motivation,
spirit, that little bit of motivation. But you should have waited all these years for one person to become in a position that you think is going to now change. And then when he doesn't do anything, then you go back to being that normal, nigga. And you're like, I don't want to be that guy no more because he didn't do this. Bro, it's like, what are you... Come on, man. You are in the individual, bro.
You got to be a leader out here.
And the reason why I wanted to show you that thing I was talking about with the Candace Owens and T.I. thing is because Killer Mike said something. I love what he said. He said he says it to his kids on it every day. And I'm going to say it, but he didn't say it exactly in these words. But in some sense, the words were, he tells his children, you're already free, so act like it. Right. And my sense, he said, I always say, nigga, you already free, so act like it, nigga.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Killer Mike, when he said that, I was like, yo, that's real, bro. We act like we still slaves, you know what I'm saying? That's how I feel. Like, a lot of
that's
people
our mentality,
still slaves,
like,
bro.
That's just like the fucking chain gang mentality or the prison mentality. Like, that's same situation with our mentality just as humans. It got messed up because of the slavery and stuff, but we out of that. We free now. We got to own these businesses. We got to get this power, bro. Yep. Put our people in place of power so we can make changes.
Exactly.
Well, back to that Obama situation.
Right.
You see how Trump doing right now, right? Uh-huh. Like, he just reckless, doing whatever the fuck he want. I feel like now that people see how Trump got in, you feel me? Because when Trump got in, not everybody want to be the president. Kanye, whoever the hell else, just talking about they. Because they see how Trump is. He don't give a damn. He do what he want to do and all this shit, and he getting away with it. Other niggas done got impeached. If Obama would have did that, he probably would have got impeached.
Definitely impeached.
But
that
now that Trump is getting away with so much shit, bro, I believe, like, the next black president, bro, is really going to try to do what the hell he want to do.
Straight up, really,
try to empower these people. Like, the dude, Andrew Gillum. He fuck around and get up there in office, bro. Yeah, he gonna help us out a lot. That's how I feel. Anyway.
Yeah, bro. And that's the thing. That's why I'm saying, bro. Look. What I'm gonna say right here, people. Like I told you, it's the Preacher Parker show. So if you don't like it, I understand it. But at the same time, I'm not here to make friends. You feel what I'm getting at? I'm speaking my mind. And that's what makes this show so raw. And I love the fans that I have that support it, because some people love to hear how you feel, you know, your truth. But look at, you said Andrew Gillum, right?
Yeah.
Now look, he had his partner was gonna be this Spanish guy who had a Spanish wife.
I forgot his name.
Andrew Gillum, he's a black man with a black wife. Now I'm not saying it's racist, but I'm just saying, do you really think that Florida was gonna allow a white guy, I know people will say I'm wrong for this, to lose to a black man and probably a Mexican, I think he's probably a Mexican or Puerto Rican man as his side partner? That means you're gonna be run by some black guys, some Spanish guys. They ain't gonna have that.
Not Florida.
Not a Republican state like that, bro. I'm just being honest.
Georgia too, because you remember that black lady tried to be the governor of Georgia and she lost, bro.
But I'm gonna say this, don't give up, black people, Spanish people, don't give up, still strive. Indian people, mother people, Jamaican people, Haitian people, whatever culture you is, don't give up trying to make your name stated in this country, because a lot of times we just give up.
Yeah, it's gonna happen one day, bro. It's gonna happen one day, because these people that's trying to control these southern races as states and stuff, that's like we slowly getting in there, the black and Spanish minorities or whatever, we getting in there slowly but surely.
The wild part is there's a lot of white people that support people of color.
Yeah, yeah, of course. You know
what I'm saying? So that's a beautiful thing about it. So it's not white people that's upset that somebody person, but there are a few whites that don't want
the official Southern that got placed in their position from their family. They inherited their position. Those the ones that we need to get out. Like, I ain't speaking on all the white people. I love white people, you feel me? But the ones that that family been in look at the country, bro. Bush. Before Ronald Reagan was Bush, right?
Yep.
The dad, senior, Bush senior. And then Ronald Reagan, and then come George W. Bush, like the son. Like, come on now. Like, this dude fucked up the country so bad. Like, y'all just let him inherit the president position. Like,
bro, they love that man, Bush. Man, Bush could.
Who was running against him back then? Al Gore or something?
Al Gore versus George Bush? Yeah, I remember that. And Kerry, too.
The first, I'm talking about his first
term
first one? Note.
Oh, sure, I don't remember.
I think it was him versus Al Gore, because I was in elementary school, and I remember we did a little voting thing. I voted for Al Gore.
Man, a lot of people voted for Al Gore, and Al Gore didn't make it, because I'm telling you why, because he got that speak game, and you got that heart. Uh-huh. I'm telling you, people, let's be real. Every person that became a president got a slick mouth. Think about it.
Right.
George Bush talked trash.
Yeah, he did.
Bill Clinton. Talk trash.
Uh-huh.
Obama talk trash.
That's
Donald
what I meant.
Trump,
before
talk trash.
Clinton, before Clinton was Bush, right?
Clinton was Bush. George Bush Jr. No, I'm sorry. George Bush Sr. before Clinton. Yeah. After Clinton, George Bush Jr. After George Bush Jr., Obama. Obama. And I always said this. It went from Democrat. Let me say it right. George Bush Sr., Republican. Bill Clinton, Democrat. George Bush Jr., Republican. Obama, Democrat. Donald Trump, Republican. Next president, Democrat. Bro, come on, man. It's a pattern. People don't pay attention to the motherfucking pattern, bro. Yeah. It's in your face. It's in your face. It's almost like, I'm going to get this nigga 8 years. All right, now you get 8 years in this town. How you like it now? That's what they do, bro.
You know what my boy up the street mentioned to me, too?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he was saying he vote and stuff, but neither the Republicans or the Democrats is really for us. So he was like, everybody just need to stop voting. All the minorities just need to stop voting and let these you feel me, the white man do what they do. Like, because our votes come, without our votes, bro, Donald Trump probably wouldn't have won.
Hell,
you feel me? Not saying that we all voted for Donald Trump,
but we helped out.
Yeah. It's a lot of minorities that did vote for him.
And that's because he was different. I keep trying to tell people right now, you try to beat a person like Donald Trump in the presidency, look at all the Democrats that's going against this man. Man, not one of them got a chance to go against this guy. I'm being honest. And I know people are like, no, it's not true. People, Donald Trump is going to go in that motherfucking debate. Mark my words. Going to go in that debate, and they're going to start talking that politics talk. And Donald Trump's going to still talk the stuff that he's talking. He's going to say, I'm going to get it done. Uh-huh. Then between me and you is I don't talk about it. Number two, you talking about the same stuff that Hillary talked about, Obama talked about, Clinton talked about. He's going to make sure you say that you did everything you're talking about on your subject is everything that all these other presidents talked about. So you ain't changed nothing. So
and then he got like money to back it up, bro. Like, he
can bottom
this,
bro. Bro, so he ain't worried about it, man. I'm telling you, Trump's going to win again.
And I believe that's why a lot of people voted for him in the first place, because, he might have bought his way to the presidency, but the minorities and stuff that actually voted for him. I ain't talking about the Trump supporters, the Caucasians that voted for him. I'm talking about the minorities that voted for him. They only voted for him because they feel like he got all these billions and he could create jobs and he probably did that.
He did it. That's the thing, he's doing it, bro.
Yeah, he's doing that shit.
And that's why I can't get mad at him.
But that's what he knows. So all the other shit that's fucked up, he don't know nothing about it. You heard this dude say that he never heard of a hurricane, Category 5 hurricane.
Holy shit.
Trump said that. This was like a couple weeks ago. You in the presidency, you talking about, I never heard of a, like, bro, it's a lot of. I never
heard of a Category 5.
It's a lot of stuff. Yeah, you know, on the business tip, but when it comes to shit like
he's
that.
He's ignorant towards government understanding.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Business wise, that motherfucker smart business wise. I don't care how you like it. You don't have to like that. Business wise, that motherfucker know what he's doing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He doesn't have to make deals with motherfucking your enemies. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
But at the same time, when it comes down to stuff that's in the real world, he know what the hell you talking about.
Global warming.
Because he never had to live a life where he has to worry about that. You get what I'm getting at? What I'm saying is that for most people that's in a position, if a hurricane comes, we got to worry about our homes. We got to worry about the situation. You think Donald Trump is worried about his house?
He's a billionaire. He can buy 10 of them houses.
Bro,
that's
you think he's worried
don't...
about where to travel to if it's an emergency? You think worried about global warning? Niggas got a plane ticket to space right now, nigga. That's how these niggas live. Bro, so,
him being a billionaire, bro, you're not thinking about this big ass hole in the atmosphere.
Man, what you mean, a Category 5? What the hell is that? Mr. President, I've been a billionaire for the last 20 years. I don't know what the hell I care.
What you mean a hole in the ozone layer? How do you know there's even a whole ozone layer? Like,
they probably show this motherfucking alien spaceships. He's thinking like, oh, this shit is real.
Yeah, Donald Trump denied that shit. Ain't no aliens until that government came out with that. Matter of fact, there's a video on Worldstar right now with the government just confirmed that there was UFOs are real.
Oh, shit. And nigga, told you. Yo.
Look, U.S. Navy confirms leaked UFOs videos are real and never should have been released to the public.
You see what I'm saying? No, it's crazy, though. What happened to that? Area 51, they still doing that?
I think the date passed for that. What was the date?
That's what I was trying to figure out. What did Area 51 mean? Because I want to know what day it was on. And I want to know if people actually did. I don't think people have balls. Nigga. I'm telling
let me see. Balls. Hold on.
I don't know why you got balls to do that junk, man. Listen, if you do that junk, I give it to you. Rest in peace. If you already went there with 10 niggas, I'm just telling you right now. You're really going there deep. I'm just saying right now, bro. You're going to get your ass burnt. Yo.
It was supposed to be tomorrow. It's supposed to be tomorrow.
Yo, we talking about it right now, yo. Yo, mama words tomorrow, people. Right here on the 19th.
The dude that started this shit, he said he was having a festival out there instead of raiding Area 51. They say it was a festival. So regardless, there's gonna be millions of people out there
having a good time, but they're not gonna go try to cross over.
Man, they might. They might be at the festival and be like, hey, y'all ready? Let's go do this.
These niggas lying.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, I don't want nobody to get killed or nothing, but I want them to do that shit, man. Yeah,
I don't think
so
ready,
cool.
Man, we need to know some truth.
Yeah. If we don't, bro, the fact that the country got together and stormed Area 51. Come on, bro. If we could do that, we could do a lot of other
shit,
bro.
American people, we outnumber our enemies every day. We don't think about it that way.
Yeah.
You know, we don't think about it that way. We can get the truth if we chase it as the people. Right. The thing is, a lot of people are so into their sales, man. They want the iPhone. You ever notice every time a big situation is about to happen, they release something that's going to distract people?
Right.
Come on, man. The iPhone 11 is going to distract millions of motherfucking Americans. They say they so into their phones, they don't even know what's going on. But you can shoot the president tomorrow and come up with an iPhone 11 the same day, and the iPhone 11 is going to get more attention. I'm telling you right now.
Right.
That's how crazy people is, bro. But people don't think about it. What's the iPhone? It's a half-bitten apple, right? Eve ate the apple. So they made their image after the apple that we got eaten. So what are you really trying to say? Come on, man. They gave you the tree of knowledge on the phone. They tell you good and bad right there in your hands, bro. Mm-hmm. You can do both. But I'm just saying, world is crazy. Damn. Man, you got to be on some real ass shit right now, bro. That's why I love doing this thing, man. But at the same time, I don't know.
Real, man.
And you hear that Trump wall is getting, it's actually happening. This man's building that wall. And I told you every day that real talk is this wall to stop criminals from coming in or to stop us from leaving the country?
this wall is probably more likely stopping us from leaving. But like I said, bro, they building that wall where there's no wall at right now. Like right now, where they starting to build the wall at, you could walk across. You could always do that for years. They got walls in other places, but it's some places you could walk right across the border. But that's where they making it at. I think it was in Arizona.
Yeah.
There's no wall there, so that's why I like they building that wall. But bro, if you look at the other walls, they got, it's like bars. It's like a bar, big ass bar fence, 30 feet up or whatever, but they got holes in it. You feel me? Like, you could slide drugs right through there. You don't need to cross over to bring drugs in and all this.
You can't watch this motherfucker 24 hours.
Right. And if they watching that wall for like human purposes and all, man, these people going underground, dog.
Underground, flying over. They doing all kind of stuff, bro.
It's neighborhoods on each side of the border that's walking distance, but you got a fence in between it. But they damn tunnels, like the sewage tunnels and stuff, that shit connects, bro. So these people going, I seen a video on YouTube, Mexicans popping out of the like a storm drain, bro. Like in the middle of traffic, it was a busy street.
I love my Mexican people, man, because they think like ants.
I love Mexicans.
When they work together, they work together, bro. Yeah, they got to dig a double freaking tunnel. Nigga, they got El Chapo's ass out that motherfucker.
Free El Chapo.
Bro, nigga, how you get a motherfucker? Nigga, just think about it for a second, bro. You can't tell me El Chapo Escape ain't like a motherfucking movie, bro.
Right.
Bro, it's like a TV show, bro. This motherfucker went down, it's the bathroom drain, nigga, underground with a ladder. That got him a motherfucking half motorcycle ride, whatever you want to call it.
A mile away,
nigga. He got into another area to get his ass out. Granted, he got caught, but the point is,
he got caught later, too,
a
year
later. Probably some snitch ass nigga snitched on his ass. Let's be real. Nigga, let's be real. This game, somebody snitched on your ass. They knew
what got him caught the last time was that dude. He like an actor and a producer, but they came to him. The one lady hit him up talking about, I know this because I watched the El Chapo documentary on Netflix. The one lady came to him. She was a Spanish celebrity actor. She came to him like, hey, I want to do a documentary on your life or whatever. He was already trying to do the documentary on his life. So he was like, yeah, I'll do that. But she brought the white dude in. He an actor. I forget his name, man. I'm going to look him up. I'm going to tell you in a second. But they say he's the reason why El Chapo got caught again. Because of him. Like, they supposed to just be doing a documentary, but the feds was watching the actor dude's every move, and it led him to
now. How do you know this motherfucking actor was already in it before the beginning?
Yeah, you right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
From the beginning, like, he acted like he was always a cool ass nigga, but the whole time he was like, I bet you I get close to this nigga. Y'all pay me, I got you, man. I'll get you El Chapo, nigga. I'll get you that nigga, man.
I believe that's what it was. I'm looking up his name right now.
Oh, you know, it's just the crazy part of just how wild this thing is actually getting, man. And it just, there's so much going on.
Sean Penn, that's his name.
Oh, shoot, man. Sean Penn's a pretty good actor, too. But
and there was a lady named Kate Del Castillo.
Castillo.
But she still made the documentary on Netflix with that dude. They just got Sean Penn out of there.
Damn, man, but I don't know, man. All I know is about the figure who probably already in on this jump, bro.
Yeah.
Just saying, man.
Nine times out of ten, yeah. Because El Chapo had his whole government on payroll, and that's the only thing that could have took him down was the outsider, bro. Like,
but, you know, it's crazy that the American people that got him, you know, you got him. You know, you got a criminal, you took him down, whatever, man. But there's so many more other criminals y'all ain't taking down, bro.
Right.
Like, y'all selectively target people that ain't paying you no money.
And these people part of the U.S. government that they ain't taking down, bro.
Oh, that's
you hear
what
El Chapo said when he went down? He was like, once he got found guilty and all that shit and got sentenced, he was like, yeah, I did what I did, but you guys are locking me up when America's the one that's really bringing this shit in. They
exactly,
left.
Man.
He was like, if it wasn't for the American government, I would have never been able to bring all this stuff in. So he was like, you need to check them or whatever. That's what,
and at the end of the day, man, see, I'm gonna sound like a racist, man. And that's why I like Dave Chappelle's new stand-up. He kept it real, bro. White folks, I got love for you, but some of you motherfuckers are out there doing the dirt. I'm just saying, man. Y'all supply the weapons to the enemies. Y'all funding the money. y'all shipped them the drugs, you allowed them to transport the stuff to all these other countries, but the moment these motherfuckers decide they no longer need your white ass, that's when you come out there with your boys and DEA and all this top on to take the ass down with the U.S. Marshals and start taking these niggas out. And that's when you get mad.
Not to mention the white collar crimes and stuff. Look at J.P. Morgan. Ship just got seized with motherfucking 2,000 tons of cocaine. Like, come on, man.
Bro, that ain't even normal, bro. That ain't even normal. Y'all had that junk planned.
Nigga, that junk is crazy. And then it's like, all right, you got this white lawyer dude bringing, not to say he bringing in all the cocaine and shit, but that shit came in on his ship. What's not to say that he gonna launder the money and clean it up? You feel me? Like, those are the crimes that these people getting away with, that y'all stopping all us for smoking weed and getting caught with a little gram of weed or whatever, throwing us in jail for years. But this dude, look at this dude. How many? Who's to say tons of cocaine ain't come in already on his boat and he done cleaned up the money? I'm not saying he doing that. I'm just saying, like, it'd be shit like that.
Yeah, but, man, come on. Let's be real, man. Yeah. Who always says the best, man? Follow the money. Mm-hmm. Follow the motherfucking money. Every crime you got, you follow the money. You follow the money, it's going to lead you to some, I ain't going to say it, but it's going to lead you to a certain person.
Yeah.
Of interest. I ain't gonna say what race or whatever. I'm just gonna say right. At least you're that certain person, and you always find out there's some motherfucker you even thought you probably know, and you didn't realize that motherfucker was involved. Cause you know what they would say, if you was to meet the top 1%ers, the top elite, the top people that run this country, you would never know what they look like because they don't dress the way a motherfucker that looks like a 1%er would look like. That motherfucker would be walking down the street with you on a regular phone call, and you would not know that motherfucker's running the blocks. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, I ain't mad at him, because that's a smart way to do things. Right. But at the same time, most of us was looking for that motherfucking businessman, that nice ass suit, that pimp ass house, to be that motherfucking bro. And like I told you before, they take down everybody that talks. Epstein.
Yeah.
Bro, how did the man commit suicide and then they said there's more moss on his body, bro? Y'all murdered that motherfucker. And the camera said it worked the day that he died. Neck come on, people.
And all that, yeah. That was a professional hit.
Kevin Spacey, I just looked on their Twitter today. This man was going out there messing with men or younger men and, you know, sexually assaulting these guys. The person that would you put him on trial, that motherfucker died. Come on, bro. You know what the sad part about most of the American people, man? We so damn gullible, bro. The motherfuckers put on a smile and they laugh out of the courtroom and they say, I'm so sorry, we can't believe this happened. And then y'all act shocked. Nigga, you know these motherfuckers got killed, but you know the problem, we move on the next day. Think about it. Jeffrey Epstein died. When's the last time you heard about him?
I ain't hear about him.
Nigga, conversation over.
Yeah.
This motherfucker's involved with all kind of big ass sex scandals, but we don't even talk about it no more. That conversation's over. Clinton with the email scandal. We heard about it for the whole election with Donald Trump. How much dirt she got going on? How much really secrecy she got going on? How much do we talk about it?
No more.
Nigga, we changed subject so damn fast.
The Vegas shooting.
We still ain't talking about that, bro. Yeah,
that just happened.
Bro, we dropped that. Like, what shooting?
You know, it's funny though, like you was mentioning the Chappelle show earlier. I think Chappelle said it. He was talking about how y'all accusing Bill Cosby, R. Kelly, Michael Jackson, all this shit, and then do a tribute for Elvis or something.
Yo,
like
man. That,
like right before all this happened. Like Elvis was clearly, evidentially dating 14-year-olds while he was alive. Like, y'all don't say nothing about this nigga being
here. He's still a king of rock, bro. Nigga, what the hell?
Man,
we salute the pedophiles as long as they're white, bro. Come on, man. Let's be honest, man.
That 14-year-old girl that was dating Elvis Presley is still alive, bro. Like, she could come out and be like, oh, this nigga was molesting me, but you don't hear nothing.
She got paid to shut the hell up. That's all it is. She got to deal with the scars.
She probably inherited some of his money.
And she going to deal with the scars, bro, because she ain't going to go out there and speak to the world about that, y'all. Y'all pick and choose who you want to tell. You're Harvey Weinstein, man. You ain't taking this nigga down. You ain't taking none of these guys that are doing the big thing. But as soon as a black man do it, y'all motherfuckers. I'm not saying the black man should get away with it. I'm not saying that.
Is R. Kelly locked up right now?
He's still locked up right now.
And Harvey Weinstein is free.
He's walking free, bro. Come on, bro.
That's crazy.
Come on, bro.
That's
for real, though? For real, though. With evidence on this nigga, y'all still let this nigga walk. Because money talks, and it depends on who you know. Everything depends on who you know, man. You got the right, you know the right politicians. You know the right people in power. What if we get away with? Nigga, Bill Clinton. People know Bill Clinton raped girls. People know Bill Clinton did a lot of crimes. People know Bill Clinton had niggas killed. But guess what? when Bill Clinton comes to the building, we as black folks, other people are like, yo, man, it's Bill Clinton. Motherfucker, you know this motherfucker's a dirt. But we still salute this nigga like he's a hero,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
That's the mindset we on, bro.
I think that's just because he fuck with black people.
Yo,
man.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay, I fuck
with you. Bro, that's like a police officer. Ever with a nigga dance in the streets, be a cool with a nigga, but the next day he shoot a nigga. And then you like, oh man, that's the same cop that was just dancing with. He's a cool ass cop.
Yeah.
Nah, nigga. He just plays your ass, bro. If I just, you know, get into your area a little bit and group with you niggas for a little bit, you be my friend, even though I'm your enemy, nigga.
Right,
that's what all masters used to do to their students, my nigga. Man, this podcast is about to be wrapped up real soon, but I'm telling you right now, this shit is heavy, bro.
No, we're going to continue it, though. We're going to do a part two.
Part two for real. But like I told you, bro, this thing, you so much to talk about right now, bro.
So much.
There's so many topics to talk about. And I'm just thinking like, damn, we already knew what's really going on, man. You already know so much. But I do tell you this, people. The more you want to know, if you ask to know something, you'll find out.
If you really want to find out something, you'll find out.
The problem is we don't really want it. Know what I mean? If I really want to know what about motherfucking killers or something like that, I could truly pick my thoughts, my work, my ethic, my you know, my ability to go out there and look for that killer, and eventually I will find that
killer. You're gonna find him.
You know what I mean? So if I really want to find that killer, that's the question you gotta ask yourself. Do I really want to, you know what I mean? It's like learning a new language, bro. Like, I want to know Spanish, but if I don't wake up every day and try to learn Spanish, I ain't gonna never know Spanish, bro.
Yeah.
But I tell myself every day I want to learn Spanish, but I never put myself in the effort to actually do it, bro. And that's what it all is. If you really want to do it, do it.
Right.
So it has to be something you enjoy, what you like, and all it's gonna be. I just want to know more truth. And hopefully I'll find more truth, and I want to meet more great people like you, Nep, and other people that want to learn this truth, too, and really speak out there and expose people for what they are, find the real truth, and then really get down to the nitty gritty of what's really going on, bro.
Gotta wake up, shit.
Niggas need to wake up. Real, bro. There's a lot of sleepy people, man, from all colors, all cultures, man. There's a lot of sleepy ass motherfuckers, but they so lost right now, bro. This niggas out there so deep in Fortnite. They don't know what's going on in their own neighborhood. Did you see that one interview when the black guy had a fire in the house, bro? And he's like, man, I just wanted to play my Fortnite, nigga. I don't know what it was, a fire. I don't know what it was, but it was something that went down in his neighborhood that was a violence or some kind of fire that broke out. And he was like, damn, I was mad because I was in the middle of the game.
Yeah,
nigga, for real, though?
You worry about the game.
You know what I'm saying? There's some real stuff going on outside your door or inside your house, but you so focused on something else and you don't give a damn of what's going on outside of that, bro. And that's crazy. That's you sleeping on your life right now, bro.
For real, bro.
Man, that's the scariest part, bro. That's what I think about, man. Like,
that remind me one time I asked one of my homeboys, I was like, because I was really into where my people come from and stuff, so I asked him, he from down here, he from Florida.
Right.
So I'm like, hey, what, you know where your family from, like originally or whatever? That nigga said, shit, Haines City, Florida. Like, bro, I'm talking about slavery times, like where your people come from, like Africa or what? Like, he was like, Haines City, Florida. I'm like, bro, like, what the fuck? Nigga? Like, you just really believe that your people just was born and raised here? Like, no, nigga, you got brought over here, bro. You blacker than me. Talking about Haines City, Florida, nigga. I know my granddad told me my family was from Nigeria.
There you go.
I'm mixed, so I got Puerto Rican, you feel me? My Puerto Rican side, Indian or whatever, but like, I'll be trying to find out where my people come from. Like, this nigga clearly didn't give a damn. He don't give a damn. Like,
and that's the thing. If you don't know yourself, you can't learn anything else, man. You got to know where the fuck you come from.
And one thing about him, bro, he's been on probation for the past 10 years. I've been on probation 3 times. Then he's been on the same damn probation thing. So it's like, bro, like, you ain't... Yeah, I messed up, but I'm trying to get better at it. This man, nigga just...
How can you stay stuck being the same nigga all your life? That's how I feel, man. How can you be the same? You ever see a 40-year-old pimp? Nigga, or 50-year-old pimp? Nigga, how the hell you 50-year-old being a pimp, nigga? It's like, nigga, you...
My granddaddy.
Bro, I'm just saying, niggas be proud about that. I don't care if you motherfucking all. What's that name? Don Magic Wand. All these niggas. This nigga Don Magic Wand like a preacher now. Nigga, how you gonna go from a pimp to a preacher, nigga? What you gonna preach about? How I used to slay these hoes? Come on, nigga. Let's be honest. Niggas don't be thinking, man. You old ass pimp, nigga.
I love my granddaddy, but that's exactly how he is.
Like, nigga, you old as hell, nigga. You gotta stop that now. Nigga, you need to respect ladies by now, nigga.
That nigga own like 2 go-go bars. That's why he's still like that. That nigga about 70, still trying to pimp and shit. But at least he know where his people came from.
Yeah, you got a point, though.
I asked him. That's who I got my information from. Like, I go to my grandparents' house. I see African pictures.
But you learn a lot more from your grandparents. Yeah. But that's the great start. You got your grandparents. You can always ask them questions. They can.
And that's what you got to do. If your grandparents still alive and you really want to know where you come from, before their time come. Ask them everything you can about your people, man. Like, find out where you come from. Because we all... Shit, niggas might have been born right here in America, bro. This might be your land. You don't have to answer to none of these police.
You
ain't got to answer to none of this government. Like them Indians, bro. Them Indian reservations, they ain't got no laws. Like they don't pay no taxes. This they land. You never know. You might be.
You know, it's like when you tell a Mexican person or Spanish to go back to their country. Nigga be like, nigga, this is my country. Nigga, what you talking about?
Mexicans,
nigga, real.
Out of everybody, bro, I believe Mexicans was here first, bro, and they just got pushed down south into what you call Mexico
they
now.
They ran Cali, they ran Nevada, Arizona, motherfucking Colorado, New Mexico, Texas.
Bro. All up north, all
Arizona.
Up top,
that's all motherfucking Mexico, man. Y'all niggas out there talking like, and they gonna disrespect that culture, man. They disrespect black people that put up. Built their heart, blood, sweat, and tears in this motherfucking land. Messing with Indians that freaking built
native
bridges and
Indians, bro.
Spaniards, man. Y'all messing with cultures,
you know,
that
how they said
built for this country, bro.
The Mayans disappeared or whatever. Those are Mexican. Like, they moved down there, bro. Like, they moved everywhere else. They ain't disappeared. They just spread out, got forced out of where they lived at.
Oh, respect cultures, man. I always have respect for other cultures, man. I don't see how you... But you know what that one dude said? Killer Mike said it best. He said there's always going to be a new slave for the white man. I know it's messed up to say that, but you have black slaves, Spanish slaves, Mexican slaves. That's what y'all doing, man. Y'all picking culture, right? We're tired of y'all. Indians, y'all slaves now. Asians used to be basically slaves, bro. Let's be real. Y'all mistreating every culture, man. Yeah. And I mean, like, y'all got to...
They still doing it, bro. Like, their minimum wage jobs and shit is modern day slavery.
Man,
niggas,
$1 an hour, bro, $1 a day. Like, you gotta be a heartless motherfucker to make a person go through that junk and then force them to work for you on some cheap ass labor. Like, they your dogs.
Yeah, bro.
And it's like just some kind of, what is it? Killer Mike said 13th Amendment, man. And they still talking about how a slave or a person, they teach you 3/5 of a human. That's what they say. Nigga, how you want 3/5 of a human? Nigga, you're a whole human, nigga.
Not to mention school, bro. School teaches us, they teach us math and science and all this crazy shit, but they don't teach us how to start our own business and sell our own products and stuff. But if you look at it, all the people come from the Middle East and all that. That's all they know.
That's
they come
they
over
know.
Here with yeah, they might got $100,000. You'll never know because it's all in the business, bro. They got candy, food, all that, and they selling it, and they inherit that to their people.
Yo,
they don't teach us that in America.
I always say, man, people need to respect a lot of people in their culture, because you know that dude Akbar, I don't know if you know Akbar, that went to that gas station right there.
Yeah.
Sicko. That man don't get no days off, bro. His day off is a half day.
Seven days a week, bro.
That's hard
Same
work.
Same with
man.
The other store right there.
Yo. Other guy, yeah,
Quick
bro.
Mark.
It's like, bro, y'all sitting there mistreating people, all this Middle Eastern guy, all this Arabian guy, an Armenian guy, a Pakistani guy working at this gas station. But you need to respect the fact that this motherfucker working 7 days a week while your lazy ass complaining about what you going through, nigga.
Especially
and they striving for what they need.
Especially with 9/11 and like all the little terrorist shit. Like when that shit be happening, bro, I be feeling so bad for the...
Y'all be talking to these motherfuckers. They ain't got nothing to do
with it. Yeah, like they take it out on the Muslim people are not the Indian dudes at the store. Like, you take it out on them, bro. Them people over here in America, they ain't got nothing to do with that. And Muslims ain't no all Muslims ain't terrorists.
Bro,
I know American Muslims. Like.
Bro, it's how I'm saying, man. I'm telling you, hot damn, this is the Preacher Parker Show.
All right, you're right.
No, I got my bad nap here. I told y'all, make sure you follow this podcast, like it, comment, share it, tweet it, retweet it, Instagram it, Facebook it. You already know what I'm talking about, man. To make this thing happen, you definitely gonna hear more from my man Nap, man. Everybody got any last words?
Yeah, oh shit. Everybody just wake up, man. Pay attention to what's going on in this world and take care of your people. That's it.
Yo, that's some real ass stuff right there. Take care of your people. I like that, man. Take care of yours. Take care of what you can, you know what I mean? Take care of what you can do around your area first before you start trying to go all global, try to take care of the whole world. You can't hold the whole world on your shoulders.
Nah, you can't.
You know what I mean? Take care of your moms, your family, your pets, your friends, your loved ones, your
yourself
children.
Yourself first.
Yo.
Take care of yourself first so that you can take care of everybody.
Damn.
Everybody you love.
You heard him live right there, my man. Damn, said, see, that real now, nigga. Y'all don't hear that. That's real stuff. All right, once again, this has been the Preacher Parker Show. You will hear us again. This is part one. Talk about some real live global stuff. And like I said, Yeah, yeah, you already know what we do. Stay blessed, stay woke. Man nap in the house.
That part.
You already know. All right, holla at y'all people. Welcome everybody back to the Preacher Parker Show. I'm glad to be back with my boy Depp.
Yeah,
he was here a couple of weeks ago, if you remember. Glad everybody was enjoying that last podcast. I saw a lot of comments, a lot of feedback. A lot of people wanted to know who my boy Depp was, but you know, he's just a good friend, good neighbor. But at the same time, he's here to talk about some of that real shit that goes down every single day out here in our community, our streets, and around the world. So we're here to affect you. The Preacher Parker Show is where we keep it real. You will hear some filthy language. You will hear some funniness, but you will also hear some real serious stuff. So please share, subscribe. And you know who I am. Preacher Parker, Instagram, Facebook, the whole nine. Nep, you want to introduce yourself?
You know, it's Nep. I'm in the building. Let's talk.
Let's talk, my nigga. Yo, so how you been since the last time we met up, bro?
You know, same old. Everything been good. Can't complain.
Can't complain, man.
Life is good.
That's the one thing that you have to have, man. Life has to be good. First, that's the first thing you gotta do. Now, y'all don't mind, audience. I might sound a little raspy. I've been drinking. Might have been smoking a little bit, but I'm all right. I'm back to it. I'm alive. I ain't dead. You know what I mean? But I'm on the right mindset. And right now, I want to talk about this cop, man, this officer.
Geiger. Amber.
Geiger. Amber Geiger, man. Wow. That case is serious, man, because the fact that she did kill a black man, innocent man at that. You know what I mean?
And you know what, bro? They say that she didn't, she walked in the wrong apartment. That's the story they went with. But you remember when that first happened?
Right.
It was stories of she was messing with the dude. Yep. They found her vest, her like police vest in the apartment or whatever. Like, that's just crazy. Like, they probably ignored that fact. Just because she was an officer or whatever.
Try to clean it up.
Yeah, clean it up.
And that's what they do. It's like a brotherhood.
She got 10 years. That's what they did. They cleaned that shit up.
Bro, 10 years. Now you see a lot of things you've seen on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I know a lot of people around the world have seen it. Where officers were, you know, confident in her in a sense. You know what I mean? Like one officer was actually fixing her hair. Mm-hmm. And the judge even hugged her. After the trial, she gave a hug of compassion. Right. Now, I understand, it's one sense I can understand some people's going to say it's because she's a fellow officer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She did work with other officers of other colors as well. You know what I mean? I can see what you're trying to say from that view, but...
Yeah. Did you see when the judge got upset when they said the state attorney or the DA or whatever that they called, the DA... did a press conference interview, right. News interview the night before about the case. And you ain't see that video?
No, I didn't see that, man.
The judge got real mad. It was a black lady, right? The judge?
Yeah. You see, but this is what I'm saying. Now, look, Nate.
I thought when she got mad, she was like mad because she wanted the girl to get found guilty or whatever.
The opposite, bro.
Yeah, it was the opposite.
Now, I'm saying that, look. This is what it gets crazy. You think about this. If a white officer kills a black person, people are outraged.
Right.
Right? But if a white officer is a cop that, you know, that's cool with black cops, she's commended by her black officers. They don't feel bad for the fact that she murdered this cop. I'm not saying that. Maybe some of them feel that she's not guilty. Maybe there's some people that might feel that way.
Her apartment was directly above the dudes or under. Like, she did have the same, like... She could have been drunk coming home, and I don't know. Was she off duty or on duty when that happened?
I got to get further into the case to figure that out.
From what I knew, she was off duty, and she came home and went in the wrong apartment.
All right, if she went into the wrong apartment, why kill? Did he attack you?
She seen a big black guy.
Hey, shot him. Yeah. Let's be honest. Oh, you're in my apartment. Pow! Kill. First kill. Not shoot for the knee. Not shoot in the ear to threaten his ass. Not say, get the freak out of my house with my gun and point at him and say, get the freak out of my house. And he'd be like, yo, that ain't your house. Then she might be like, oh, my bad. No. She came in and just popped the dude. Let's be real.
Shoot first ass question.
And my thing is, black folks, man, it's hard. It's hard for us because how you gonna... I don't know, man. It's like... We get tired of officers killing our people. But then all of a sudden, you at the same time, you got videos of us having compassion for the murderer. You ain't never, right. When's the last time you seen a case where a judge or officer at all hugged or compassionate or did anything out of compassion for any officer or a person that's not an officer? You never get any kind of comfort or love. You don't get that. Your ass is guilty. You get your ass to jail. And now you telling me this motherfucker does this and she gets love and, oh man, we feel so bad for her. Oh man, go get your ass up in jail. That's about to happen.
Well, she got 10 years in and 5 years parole or something like that.
Man. Shoot, let's see if she see. Let's see if she do too.
My brother, my little brother got 40 years for attempted murder because he lost trial and no, they ain't have no evidence on him. People pointing fingers, word of mouth.
You know what? You know what's crazy? Nap, I just said it. Speaking about that, I just seen a show on Netflix. You should check it out. It's Chelsea Handler. I don't know if you know that one comedian lady that used to date 50 Cent and everything like that. She got a show called White Privilege. And she goes around and asks black people about white privilege. She always asks white people, is there such thing as white privilege? And a lot of white people do not want to admit that there is white privilege, in a sense. Now, I'm not saying that they may look at it from a certain standpoint, like, white person, what you mean? I'm a white person. I struggle, too. There's white people that do struggle.
Yeah.
But if you took the same white person that struggled, the same black person that had the same identical lifestyle that struggled, the white person still makes it more money and somehow has a better living than that black person. Just by standard. It's actually statistically speaking. So it's not like I'm just making this up. That's sad, but the bottom line is, if you are white, you do have some privilege in this country. I'm not mad at you. You know what I mean? I'm just saying it's just how it is.
Yeah, that's just how it is. Like,
I'm not mad at you. I'm not going to be able to sit there. Right. You white person, you shouldn't have that. It's because your culture protected each other to a point. You know what I mean? That's just how it is. You covered each other's backs. It's like love for my fellow man.
Absolutely, bro, because I done lived in like an all-white community. Like everybody, I went to an all-white school, you feel me? 12, 15 black people in
there. Yo, I know what you're talking about.
So I done seen all that. I love white people, you feel me? But I know they like, it's white privilege.
It's white privilege. It's a
such thing. And some of them believe it, though. Like, some of them, it's a video on the internet. The dude, I guess it's a dude that he killed his little brother or something.
Damn.
So he telling his mom on the jail phone, he like, oh, yeah, all I got to do, he don't know that the jail phone recording, even though they tell you, he like, oh, yeah, I'm a little white boy with blonde hair and blue eyes. All I got to do is go in there and cry and judge. Don't you think the judge is going to feel bad for me? When he said that, they brought that up in court and still gave this man, like, a whole bunch of years. He probably got, like, 25 to life or something
like that. God, man, damn.
Yeah, man, like, he tried that white privilege. He tried to, like, and I guess since he made it known, like, they brought that shit up in court, though.
They
was
they
like,
used that
the
against
judge
him.
Is like, yeah, they used that against him. The judge was like, the judge was a white guy, too. He was like, oh, this is how you feel? Like, you think you just because you're a little white boy, you're going to get away with this? Da 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 da. Like, no, he.
That's just a funny ass story, bro. 25
years.
It's
a real story, true story.
Yo, man, it's just mind blowing to me, man. It's just, wow. Culture, people, this officer, you know what I mean? You know, like I said, you know, when you do the crime, you deserve the time. I feel more guilt for bad for people that never did the crime. Like that movie Life with Eddie Murphy, you know what I mean? Martin Lawrence, like
that's
every black person,
movies.
White person, fat, I don't know. Anybody that's seen that movie, I know they love that movie. Because that movie is raw as it is, man. Could you just imagine not doing a crime and going to jail for the rest of your life or any kind of sentence for something you ain't never done? There's people that still doing that right now to this day, man.
Right.
And when they finally get out, you know, they get a little bit of 100,000, some get 400,000. Is that enough money for your life that you spent 15, 20 years of your life wasted for something you never did? And then you gotta hope you get a job. His job is still looking at you like, oh, I know it says you're not guilty, but you was in jail. How do I know you was just, you know what I mean?
That's what my little brother going
you
through
feel what
right
I'm
saying?
That's reality, bro. Like, how do you come out of jail and have a better life? That's the question you gotta ask yourself, because it's like, is the system made for you to have an opportunity? You know what I'm saying? It's like, I told my wife earlier today, are we that much of judgmental people that somebody came out of jail? Let's say a person did so, stole a lot of money. You know what I mean? Robbed a lot of houses when he was a jit. 14, 15. They sent us to jail. They gave this boy like 10 years. All right, he gets out. He cleaned his act in jail. Now he goes to a job. They look at his resume. All they see is stealing. All they see is theft. All they see is larceny, whatever. They judged him. That man could be a changed man. Never did no crime. Never hurt nobody. Got nothing against nobody. Don't want to. Just want to make peace in the world. Make his ends meet. Who am I to be that person behind that table, that interviewer, and say, nah, man, I don't want to give you a chance. I know you did 10 years. They did. He did 10 years. You don't think a person can change in 10 years? I guess it depends on the crime. Because then my wife got me. She's like, but there's some people that are that evil of a person that even if they did a long time, they still have that same evil mentality when they get out because they just that type of person. They just straight don't give a damn about life.
Yeah, those are the people.
What do you do in that situation? How do you help people like that with job? You know what I mean? That's
not only that, like, people get institutionalized. They might go in there not that type of person, but when they get out after all that time, like my brother, he was not a bad kid, but it's like he's still
something
up to
about
no
that,
good.
That
like,
system.
Yeah, like the system. He got this. He got he on his fourth cell phone right now.
Oh,
he
man.
Got caught with three of them already. He on his fourth cell phone. He in there trying to get drugs in and all this other like crazy stuff. Like, bro. That shit ain't teaching you nothing but to be a better criminal.
Damn right. Damn. Damn, you say it like that, damn, that's a real ass joke, bro. Because that's you're now surrounded shit. In a circle of negativity, bro.
Yeah.
You know, you're not surrounded by positive. I'm not saying there's no positive people in there. I'm not saying that.
There's a lot of positive people
but
in there.
You're more, you got an 80% chance to be surrounded by negative ass people. And if you're
you
surrounded by nothing
your
like
crowd.
That, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How you gonna act after a while? You know what I mean? It's like if you go to New York City, I know you've been to New York City now.
Yeah.
You go to New York City, as soon as I lay off the plane, my attitude changes. I don't know, that's just how I am. My personality just changes. Like if I go back to my old town of Brownsville, Brooklyn, I don't go back to my hometown with a smile on my face. Not because I don't want to smile, it's because the image of a person that's smiling seems like a soft person that you could just take over or challenge or steal from. And you don't want to be in the concrete jungle looking like a soft ass nigga. I'm just being honest because motherfuckers would take advantage of that job. So you got to have come with an image like you, I wish a nigga would, kind of mindset. You know what I mean? It's sad that you want to be that way. And I really hope that one day if all cities and urban communities could change that environment where you don't feel unwelcome.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's the real challenge right now, bro.
It is. You're absolutely right. Shit.
It's like, you want us to change. Like, they tell black people, we got to change. We got to change what's going on in our own communities first.
That part. You got to change, like, you got to start from the inside out, basically. That's what the police don't realize. Like, they, like, the video we just watched with that black officer.
Yes, yes.
You clearly, the dude behind the camera knows his rights. The officer is saying some dumb shit like, yeah, it's two against one. Like,
yeah.
It's still his word against your word. It don't matter how many officers vouching for, like, if you don't know your law, like,
they will take
beat.
You, bro.
That shit, yeah, if you don't, yeah, that shit is not going to be beat.
Damn. Damn.
Yeah, bro, but that, like, the black dude, clearly he ain't. I wish they would teach before them people becoming officers and shit, they should teach them, like, not even the Constitution, just rights. Like, what you can and can't do. They don't teach them guys
that shit.
They don't
teach them that much about the laws. They need to know more than you're right about that.
They really teach them to do the wrong shit, bro.
Did you see the video of how the police was training? I think it was in Louisiana, whatever state it was, where the most people go. And officers learn about tactics for defense and offensive tactics. 90% of it is offense. You gotta shoot fast. You gotta attack quick.
Yeah.
You gotta handle business as immediately. And you do not hesitate. Somebody, you don't give them a chance to think of what could happen next. Because what if you think of for one reason that person might be trying to shoot you? He said, but the problem with that is, if you train a person's mindset to react faster than what's actually going on, you make the mistake of shooting a black man that has a wallet.
Right.
A cell phone has nothing in his head because your automatic reaction is attack quick.
The army don't do that though. I mean, they train like that, but they train to
focus,
like,
tactical,
be precise with that shit, bro. Like they train to be precise with that shit. I feel like that's what need to happen. At least if you want to be a police officer, you gotta go through the fucking army.
I do it in virtual reality too.
Yeah.
I have virtual reality react, so they have a person standing with a gun and be like a white guy with a hoodie, but he has his gun up, and it'd be a black guy with nothing, and they see what the officer shoot first. It's like a psychological test right there, a virtual reality, and that officer shoot that black guy. I feel like, damn, so he didn't have nothing. So you already know the mentality of that person. You know what I mean?
There's ways to determine that shit.
Yeah, you gotta
even
challenge
with
the
black officers, like, you can figure out their minds, because some black officers, like, probably got bullied in the hood or just didn't go that route. and become a gangster. Now they, but they, instead of helping their community, they want to throw everybody in. They want to do the same shit that the white guys are doing. Like,
see, that's oh my lord. You know, it's like the original gang. We talk about gang members, black, Spanish. We talk about gang members. But what was the original gang? The original gang was white men. I think it was called the Purple Gang. It was a gang of white men that were doing the crimes. Now, if you're a gang white man and you're a black, let's imagine you being a black or Spanish person, somebody walking around, you see this gang dressed up in nice little mafia outfit suits or whatever they was wearing at that time, and they was attacking towns or robbing banks or robbing trains, and if you see that as a person of color, bam! That look cool. Now I'm going to follow to do the same thing. Only difference is you're a black gang. You're a Spanish gang. You're more targeted than the white gang. I'm not saying the white gangs ain't gonna kill.
They had posses
come on.
Back then.
Posses for posses. You already know how that went down, bro. You already know how that went down, bro. That's just...
That was that posse shit. That posse shit. That's that Public Enemy number one times and shit when them gangs first started.
Bro, but that, yo, it's just, it's mob and all that, bro.
Shit, the police is probably a damn gang.
Yo, police is a gang now, you think about it?
Yeah, not, it definitely is now, but I'm talking about like back then, like.
You're right.
Police was only invented to fucking, for slavery, like to keep the slaves in check or whatever. Maybe like, I think when slavery ended or something like that, I don't know.
Police, you know, it's crazy because.
It said 200 years ago, that's when police started, police like around started. The same time slavery
was ending. So it was like control the situation. Man, if you watch all the documentaries and stuff that's going on right now with slaves or the history of a lot of things that happened in slavery, it's mind-blowing. The towns that was, people was getting killed for no reason, shot up, babies killed. Even in the state of Florida that we live in right now, you heard about the alligator babies where they took the babies and they used to take the slave babies and they would feed it to the alligators out here in Florida. That's mind-blowing.
That shit is crazy.
That's mind-blowing. Just imagine somebody dangling your child. I want all of America to hear that. Dangling your child in front of an alligator as a bait or allowing that baby to get chewed up. And y'all watching that almost like it's a sport, bro. Could you imagine
that's
that?
That's evil. That's evil as fuck.
Bro, how? What kind of heart can you have?
What kind
of
human
people?
Being would do that shit?
Bro, I mean, that, you know, that's why they said they said we're three-fifths of a human. Nigga, what that mean, nigga? I'm not a human?
You know that old courthouse in Bartow?
Yeah.
They used to hang, like, that tree in front of the courthouse, they used to hang niggas on that tree.
Get the freak out of here.
For real, bro.
They should cut that tree down.
And no, they still got the court. It's like a museum.
Historic.
Yeah,
nah,
like
man.
A historic
cut the motherfucking tree down, man. So now we over here, we almost looking at back at it like.
But you got to think about it. Look where we at. We in Imperial Polk County. This is like one of the most racist counties in Florida. It's the biggest county in Florida, and it's one of the most racist counties in Florida.
Which is sad, bro. Because like St. Cloud, man. I had a whole girl at my workplace said there's a sign that she was told from St. Cloud. There was a town, this little area she went for. They said, no niggas allowed.
Yeah, it's a bar called I forget what it's called, but... I forget what that shit is called. But it got 3 K's. It's like they're C words, but they all changed them all to K's. Like, bro, it's a bar, and they get KKK on that shit. Like,
bro,
that shit is still out there. Like,
they just on the preacher part of the show, so y'all hear this live. There's a St. Cloud. Draw around St. Cloud, black people. Look around. You tell me there's not some racism stuff going around. But be careful. Always come with a group. Motherfuckers are crazy. I'm just saying.
Right.
All right. I went to one town. One time was a delivery driver. I ain't gonna lie, it was the scariest town I went to. Now, look, like I said, I'm not racist. I ain't scared nobody. This white guy scared the hell out of me. You know why? Because I drove out there to this little town, had to go across this little bridge, went through this little boonies of the woods in the middle of the damn night. I'm talking about deep in the wood area. His house was back there. I'm delivering for Papa John's. We get to the back of his house. All of a sudden, 6 dogs start running out there, bro. I'm like, yo, hell no. I start grabbing my car. They all barking. And this one white guy coming in. He like this little tank top, little khaki jeans, whatever you want to call it, little boots on. He start walking out there in a little chain. Had something in his hand. I'm like, nah. This ain't what. I ain't signed up for this young nigga. You can see my name with the receipt. You know that's. I know this black man coming on this way. Then I'm trying to get back home.
Crazy.
I was like, man, I didn't want to get the car. He said, don't worry, these dogs won't bite you. You come on over here. Nah, hell no, nah, I wouldn't go with him. Man. I was like, nah, man, I want out there so real slow. Like, I'm just saying, like, we could be as brave as you want to, but when you buy your damn soul and somebody else is stuck in the woods and you don't know,
right.
That junk ain't no Braveheart junk. You got to be bold, nigga.
It's these two streets in Kissimmee. It's Prince and Princess.
Huh.
It's two streets that is like, if you know Kissimmee, the Walmart on 192 in Kissimmee.
Right.
It's a Wawa cross street. You go back that down that road, behind the Wawa somewhere, you're going to run into the Prince and Princess. Back in the day, we went down, that's known as the KKK roads in Kissimmee.
Oh, shoot.
I don't know how many people know about it, but that's what we was told. So we go down Princess first. We were scared, but nothing happened, you feel me? It looked crazy. They got like slanted trees over there. They got, I think it's a midget town, like a small community of houses over there too somewhere.
All right, all right.
It's like some crazy jump, but then they got Prince, bro. We went at night. Prince Street, the road was way more narrow than Princess. So we go down Prince. The grass is super high, like high as fuck, bro. We start going down this narrow ass road. It's next thing you know, a green beam hit the car. Like, we trying to get a rush. Like, just, oh shit, this is the KKK road. Fuck it, let's go down it. Like, we want the rush. When we seen that green beam hit it, that infrared beam hit the car, bro. This nigga had to do like a 10. It was white. My white homie driving too. He did a 10-point turn to get out that motherfucker. Like, he had to turn around. The road was so narrow, bro. We were so scared. The beam coming through the window, like right on the car, bro. We in that bitch ducking. He ducking while he doing the 10-point turn.
Yo, hell no, man, bro. That jump hell was so crazy. No.
What? And that was in Kissimmee, but St. Cloud, yeah, that shit definitely out there. Polk County, that shit is out here.
What? Bro, you wildin'.
That was probably like, I don't even know, 2000.
Hell yeah, something I'm telling you, man. It's just, that's some racist stuff, bro. Think about that. That's going on like that. People don't think racism is a lie, but there's areas, small areas, not all over the world, but there's small little towns all over America. It's like, they still believe that joke deep to the root. That joke ain't going nowhere to their heart. Right. But it's sad, man, because it's as mixed as Polk County is as well. You think about how many black and whites, Spanish and black, Spanish and white, Asian, whatever, mixed races out here in Polk County. Like, everybody is so in between.
Right.
So many cultures clashing with each other sexually, you know, as well as marriage and whatever else is going on. So it's hard to believe there's racism. But then you go to areas and it's like, it still is. And it's wild to me because it's like, how do you not adapt as a culture as well, as a mindset of people as well. And you see all these people starting to mix races, almost like they don't give a damn what you're talking about no more. But you still want to hold on to that. And I can see in one way why they want to keep it on, because they want to keep their race going. Anyway, if the white girls keep sleeping around with all these different cultures, you're going to have no more white kids.
No more white kids.
You know what I'm saying? Think about that. What I mean? Think about that. That would be my boy. Can you imagine no white kids?
That's crazy.
You imagine no black kids. You imagine ain't no culture, no kids. But, like, you know, it just, but just imagine, just in general, it's like, that's wild. A thought. Right. And I think that's what they're thinking. Like, man, stop missing out here. Kids for kids. We're going to keep the racial going. Hot damn it. Marry our own.
Because if you think about it, they know a lot more than us already. So they that's another thing that they know already. Like, we keep fucking the white girl keep.
I think black people are doing it on purpose. I'm not being mean. I think some black people are doing it on purpose. That's right.
All
your white girls.
I know some people that
y'all going to get y'all all these. They're going to hate us. We're going to get pregnant on purpose. They're going to have our little babies. No.
I got a few homeboys.
You know what I'm saying? Just think about that, bro. Like, that's just how it goes sometimes, bro. What comes around, it's karma, it's a motherfucker. But I'm not saying it's a good thing in some way. I don't want to be like, karma, we should go out there and do this as black culture. I'm just saying, what you do in your past will reflect in your future, and it will affect your future generation of children. Now, what do you feel about this girl, Greta, the little 16-year-old girl that's doing this climate change talk? I don't know if you've seen her.
No.
Greta Thunberg, I believe it is. Little 16-year-old girl, and she's doing this whole thing about the climate change and how the world could be ended in 12 years. It's a big old situation with people all over the world like following her, but it's also politics saying that she's involved with some scandalous organizations because George Soros, I don't know if you're too familiar with George Soros, but he's a very, 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 very rich billionaire. And he's always involved with things like 9/11. He's involved with other global events, Black Lives Matter, he's actually endorsed them too. He's endorsed them. A lot of things that have been happening that's been doing bad things or causing problems. It's all endorsed by this guy. Now, what bothers me about this whole thing, that we can know who the bad guy is, and we still won't do shit.
Yeah.
That's how powerful it is to be a rich, evil bastard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can know that this nigga is a killer, and I still can't touch this nigga because he got enough money and noise and protection and knows the right sources and got enough connections. What these motherfuckers want, bro. Look at Harvey Weinstein. He's walking, bro. He did that crime. Now Epstein tried to snitch and they murdered this motherfucker. They want that nigga to go down. They didn't get that. He could have walked. Because
yeah,
he walked years ago. But this time they didn't have one because motherfuckers were snitching like crazy. And they was like, nah, he got to shut the hell up. And look right now, nobody's talking about the Epstein case, people. Nobody's talking about talking Bill Clinton with the pedophiles. Nobody's talking about all these other politics with the pedophiles. Nobody's talking about it, bro. This nigga just opened the door to some heavy ass things with big ass important people are getting on sex trafficking children. And we ain't even talking about it, bro. We skip that jump like another video game, another basketball game, another sport. It's like nothing, bro. And that's what bothers me about the news. We can watch an event, but it's yesterday's news, bro. That's why news is always happening so fast because it's like, nigga, that happened yesterday, bro.
Right.
Nigga, 10 niggas died. Oh, that happened yesterday, dog. What the? Nigga, that ain't normal, bro.
That shit is crazy, bro. You absolutely right. You ain't never lied. But you know, that reminded me of something else, bro. You know, that shit about the little girl that went missing, her mom was looking for her, and she might be alive or something.
Oh, shoot.
They said, like, they found that girl. It was like a girl from, I want to say Jersey.
Okay, okay.
Or New York. You ain't see it?
Uh-uh.
She like a 16-year-old girl. Like, she came up, she was missing.
Mm.
And the girl, like, I don't know. They just haven't heard from him. They said they know she was with this dude.
Right.
Last she known or whatever. No, they said she was supposed to go to a friend's house and do some homework.
Right.
And then she just went missing. They found her in Philly.
Damn.
Like she twerking and shit. Like she's the strip. Like street walking and shit.
wait. Hold up, bro.
When you said Harvey Weinstein, that shit reminded me. That's why I brought it up. You said Harvey Weinstein and we talk about that shit.
Oh, shoot. Hold on a minute, dog. That story just twisted so bad, bro.
Yeah,
and bro. I saw it go so dark and it's just like, went straight to comedy. Like, what the hell just happened here, bro?
Somebody on Instagram found her. They was like on the block and they seen her. They was like, man, ain't this the girl they was looking for? She out here shaking her ass and all this. Like, yeah, she ain't missing no more. She out here living her best life.
Oh, my. That's the sad part, because how many kids run away from home that's not being abused? They just want to live their life. Then they run away, but they go on after that. And somebody does pick them up. Or they start a new life with some strange ass person you don't even know about. And you never see your child again. These things happen.
Yeah. They happening every day till this day. And there's kids out there missing that.
Bro.
Not really missing.
Now, statistically speaking, just because you said that, somewhere between, that's what I heard, I think it was like 2012, somewhere around that time, 700,000 kids end up missing on average every year in America.
700,000 in America?
Now, there was one of those years. Now, I know that there was another year that said about 100,000 kids went missing. My problem is, let's just imagine, let's just say it was 50,000. I'm not even going to go drastic. Yeah. 50,000 kids. That's about 370-something million people in America. That's a lot of Americans. Now, just imagine 50,000 kids don't sound like a lot when you think about 376 million. But it shouldn't matter. The fact that 50,000 kids went missing and we're not talking about it, there's a problem in this country.
Yeah.
Because it's almost like, oh, they just missing. They got 50,000 kids can go missing a year, and that's a problem. That's a situation, bro. You shouldn't be missing no damn kids in the first damn place. So for all these children to either be kidnapped, sex trafficking, murdered, unknown situations, running from home, nobody knows, and no news talk about it, bro. They look at the news. That's not gonna do. It's probably 10 cases on the news in a week that talk about kids missing.
Well, you know I gotta say some crazy shit. With that being said,
all right.
You ain't never seen that video of the dude. It's like an audio video. It's a preacher or like a journalist talking to a satanic preacher dude, like a Jewish.
Right.
I don't know what he is, but he talking about where you think all the kids go, all the missing children go, like. It's what you're eating. He trying to say that McDonald's and shit, Americans are so lazy, they'd rather buy their meat than do the work and cut their meat up themselves. So they buying meat that's already ready for them or whatever. And the person that they're buying it from, this is what the dude is trying to say. The person that they're buying it from is We eat humans. He say Wendy's. Why you think they got the little girl as a thing? Not to laugh. It might like you never know.
Yeah, it's not funny. But
and then he's sitting there telling he like I'm sitting here telling you guys and y'all laughing like I'm just bullshitting. I'm telling you the truth and y'all don't believe it. So that's y'all problem.
Yeah, you know
that shit was crazy. I believed it. And when you say 700,000 in one year, that many kids went missing, that's probably what the hell
was talking about. That or organ donation, bro. Cause
yeah, that too. Like the dark web selling organs and all that, bro. Like
it's just sad that as a country we don't talk about missing kids worldwide, bro. This is a worldwide movie,
worldwide, bro.
And when I was looking at T.I., I was watching the thing today with T.I. and Alex Jones. It was a T.I. podcast. I was checking that out. And Alex Jones, they were talking about Candace Owens, about the whole situation, which she was talking about.
Yeah.
And he was talking about, you know, slavery and how it affected America. But Alex Jones was talking about, yeah, we're talking about what's going on, how black people feel about what's going on in America. And what we're not talking about is right now, as we speak, people in Libya, people in Africa, people in certain other countries are being slaves right now,
right
bro.
Now,
They're slaving their children, their wives, right now, as we speak, bro. So I know we're affected as a black people, what happened in our history, but right now, what are we doing about what's going on across the world that's going on right now?
Right.
Instead of worrying about what's going on in our past, I'm not saying that we shouldn't worry about that, but we should be saying, we don't want nobody else to go with what we went through. No other culture should have to go with what we went through. It's enough is enough. We just stop slavery worldwide. And everybody worldwide should be opening their eyes and their mouths, being like, yo, this got to stop. We got to wake up as a people. My thing
is, it's only certain few countries, though.
My thing is, could you imagine a military, let's say, coming to Polk County, surrounding Polk County, say everybody's going to become slaves. Some of us going to die, trying to fight.
I know I am.
Like, but how long as a person can you allow somebody to keep you a slave? That's what people got mad at Kanye West about. Because when he said you chose to be a slave, not saying that about you being kidnapped. Yes, you was forced by force to be kidnapped. But for people that escaped as slaves, or the people that rebelled as slaves against the white man and escaped or killed a lot of white men to get what they needed, those people that said, I'll be damn be a slave. Then you had black people that said, yes, master, I'm going to stay your child for the rest of my life until I die. The fear of trying to get out of that is the problem. And I'm not saying it's easy. It's not easy, because imagine being in that situation. Is it easy to get yourself out of a situation like that, being shackled or being whipped or being starved? That can hurt you. That can mentally challenge you. But what wakes you up as some of the people that say, F that? You know what I mean?
I'm one of them people.
F that? What you, nigga, you tripping? Slave to who? Imagine somebody. But then I told my girl that I'm about to get deeper. It's a preacher pocket show. It's about to get real dark. All right, I hope you're ready for it. But hold on, let me make sure let's see where we at right now. All right, cool. It's about to get real dark. All right, now check this out. Farrakhan was talking about the end of the world. Now I'm going to go into some biblical stuff for a second. Just imagine if there was a real devil, like a real hideous creature. Or let's imagine a corrupt government. And this Antichrist guy came and he said, I want all of you people in this neighborhood, just in your neighborhood alone, to bow to me. And you're like, man, I ain't bowing to you, right? Like you say that as a man, I ain't bowing to no motherfucking man. Woman's out there, I ain't bowing, whatever, whatever. Now imagine if he had your child in his hand.
Right.
They about to kill your child right now. Stab or shoot or whatever. Your child, whether it's 2 years old, 3 years old, 8 years old, it doesn't matter. He about to kill your child. Are you going to bow or are you going to let your child down your face? How much of your heart are you going to shield to not submit? That's just the simple, easiest way to make a person decide right there and then, am I going to submit to that for the sake of my child?
That's crazy.
That's a hard thing, because now you got to tell yourself, I still ain't bowing. My child, rest in peace. But I know you're not going to feel it after this, because it's just the flesh. That'd be harder mentally to grasp
and to
hold that in without emotionally shutting down. That's mind-blowing, bro. I'm thinking that's how easy it is for wickedness to have it their way, because that's power. Power is to take something that you love and break it. Because if you can hurt something that somebody loves, that weakens them. If I like the military in Germany, they would take food away. If I take food away from you and let you starve for 2 weeks, and then I throw a loaf of bread in the middle of a crowd, you willing to kill each other for that loaf of bread, because now I challenge their mental. I challenge the brain. I turned you into a monster just by starvation. I took what you loved, what you needed, what was required for you.
That's crazy. That's deep, boy.
Yeah, I mean, I could just go over there. I'm just saying that's some heavy ass stuff. That's psychological, man. People don't get that far deep into a thought of what it takes to get into a person's head to make them shut down, bro. That's what dogs are, man. I'm telling you.
Right.
It's easy to, I would say it's easy to talk at people, because I like to talk a lot of trash too. It's easy to talk about once you're in that environment of being a slave, or, you know, being sexually abused, or being physically abused, or verbally abused, or, you know, poor for a long time. Until you're in that situation, you cannot understand the mindset of people. But I still think it's somewhere deep inside of me, I have the mindset to say, I don't surrender. I don't believe in surrendering, bro. There's got to be a way out. How you feel about that, Dap? Because I know you're about to wrap this up soon. How you feel?
You absolutely right about that. Because I'm already rebellious. I'm already rebellious. I don't like the government. So, you know.
Yeah, see what I'm saying?
That's real, though, you know. Preacher Parker Show.
Preacher Parker Show. Man, I'm telling you guys right now, that was episode 2 of my boy Depp. We definitely going to do some more. But getting late tonight. We've been drinking. We've been doing other things. We're chilling, watching good TV shows, laughing. But, man, like I said, man, open your mindset. People, please stay positive. Please stay woke. The challenge of the day is to help somebody else besides yourself. You know what I mean? That's the challenge of the day. Always want to do something. It ain't got to always be money. Just a conversation with somebody, a hug, to listen to somebody. That can definitely affect you, man. Somebody needs you, bro, out there. That's really heavy. And like I said, my boy Nep came through with that knowledge. Always telling that good story. He's telling you how it is. Man,
everything real.
Everything real out here at the Preacher Parker Show. Y'all stay woke, stay blessed, stay alive. Always stay humble and stay prayed up. We be loved. We be out. It's your boy, Preacher Parker. We holler.